Okay, today's daf Yerushalmi Shkalim daf Mem, and we are on Lamed Tes on the base. As we get towards the end of this perek, the fifth perek here in Shkalim, Eluhein Hamimunim. So we started to discuss the Mishnah on Lamed Tes on the base, discuss the way that the people went about to buy their nesachim, and they went to get the tokens, so to speak, the pieces of cloth. And then they brought it from Yochanan to Achia, and then they're able to get their chosamo. So the Mishnah had quoted the Nesachim, and the Torah quotes different amounts of Nesachim. Remember, it's oil and flour and wine. And the Gemara now asks, on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, four lines up, we explain the machlokas between Ben Azai and the Rabbanan, why you would need a separate one for a mitzora ashir or a mitzora ani. That's what we did at the end of the previous shir. And then the Gemara says, Nischei Rachel bikama, we changed that word, Nischei Rachel, the nisachim for a Rachel, an adult female sheep. So that's not mefurish, the adult female sheep. So what's the size, how much nisachim goes for them? Mimad de tanina, but well, the Braisa says, Gedi Mishamesh Nischi Tzon Gedola Muktanim Zacharmon Akevos, right? Gedi is for all Gedi, Tzon, older, younger, male, female. So you see these are all inclusive categories. Sa'ada Amr Nischi Rachel Kenischi Gedi. Must be the same as the Gedi. Where do you see that? You see that from the following Pasuk. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, and by Midbar Tesvav Yir Aleph, and we're gonna see that everything in this Pasuk is extra. So we're gonna have to darshan, something from each of the psukim, each of the phrases in the pasuk are there to teach us something, because we know all this information from earlier in the parak. The pasuk says, "Kacha ye'aseh l'ashar ho'echad." These are the nesachim that you should do for an ox, ola ayel ho'echad, or for an ayel, a ram, ola se bakvasim. That's the pasuk. Oba izim. So all of this, as we'll see, is already known. So we add in four words. L'shar ho'echad l'manemar. Well, the first phrase, what's l'shar ho'echad, right? We already know that from earlier. It already says, earlier, the Tikkun Chadin quotes the Pasuk and Pasuk Tes, v'ikriv al ben ha'bakar, mincha v'gomer. So you already know that. So magid, so what is the extra phrase l'shar ho'echad? Magid to teach me shaloch chilek or shaloch chalak be nischei egel l'nischei shor. That you don't make any difference between a young calf within the first year, it's an egel, or shor, older than 1 year. You don't make a difference between the age. Shahayi bedin, because you might have been mechalik. Ben atzon to anesachim, or ben abakar to anesachim. A sheep needs libations, and the bakar, the cattle. Im matzon shachilek bein nischei keves and nischei ayel. So, in the sheep category, right, we are mechalik between a keves, which is within its first year, there's an isaron, and an ayel, which is older, which is two isronos. So maybe you would have thought, l'kach nachlok bein nischei egel and nischei shor, so too by an ox. And a calf, you might have been mechalik between age. Tamalomar, kacha yesel l'shor echad. No, that's why he repeats l'shor echad. That'd be all shor. Magid shalo chilek b'nischei egel l'nischei shor. Right? There's no difference between the nesachim of a younger ox and an older ox. They're all the same. And that's the first phrase. Right? Oh, if you look at the pasuk, l'shor ho echad. Then we're going to darshin la'ayel echad, l'seh. We're going to darshin each of the phrases. But we know, though, that even though regarding the nesachim, they're the same din, but egel and shar. But the Gemara said that by the keves and the ayel, that was changed. But egel and shar, just for this purpose, it is the same. But it doesn't mean it's the exact same thing, right? It's a younger animal and an older animal. The Gemara in Bava Kama in Meruba. The Gemara in Meruba in the Bavli on Daf Samach Hey Amebeis quotes a machlokas, quotes Rabbi Elah. Rabbi Elah says, Ganav tlev anasa ayel. Right, what happens if somebody steals a tleh, and that's a young sheep or ram, a tleh v'nasa ayel, and it gets older, and it becomes an ayel. Egel v'nasa shor, like in our case. Somebody steals a calf, like an egel, within its first year, and then after it was stolen, it's just sitting in the rishus of the ganav, it becomes a shor. So we know there's a principle called shinui kona. If I steal wood and make it into a chair, that I'm kona that wood, I only have to pay back money, because it's no longer wood, it's a chair. That's shini maisa. But here the Gemara is mechadesh that there's something called shini hashem also. The shini of status. The person didn't do anything. The ganav stole an animal and the animal just got older. So says the Rabbi Elah, egel v'nasa shor, nasa shini biyado, a shini has occurred, the kana'o, and he's been koneid, and therefore, l'may nafkamina, tavach umachar. If somebody then shechs or sells this animal, so usually we know if I steal a sheep or a cow and I sell it or shecht it, I'm chayav 4 and 5. Dal vehei. Parshat Mishpatim. Says the Gemara here, according to Rabbi Law, if I stole an egel and it becomes a shor, it passes its 12-month birthday. It's one year old, and then I shecht it. Shalo tovech shalo mocher. I'm pater on dal vehei because it's mine. It's mine. I was koneh b'shinui. I have to pay kefel because I stole it, but I don't have to pay dal vehei. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Ilah. Rabbi Chanina asks on Rabbi Ilah from Abraisa. Ganav tlev v'nasa ayel egel v'nasa shor mishlam tashlum mekev tashlum dal vehei kein shaganav. Sounds like beferish against Rabbi Ilah. Right, it says that if you're gonna v'tavach, you have to pay 4 and 5. V'isachadai the kanya b'shinui amai mishalim shol tovei shlo mocher. Right, so then the Gemara says, what do you say back? Shini lo kone. So why do you only pay kain shaganav? You should pay like right now. So the Gemara says they each like argued and they wouldn't accept each other's opinion and they each said to each other, Rachmanav l'slan mehaydaita. Hashem should save me from your opinion. And the other one says, Adraba, Rachmanav l'slan mehaydaita didach. They're very emotional about this. So, but this is an interesting machlokas, whether you hold shinui, but the Pnei Yeshua here asks, another say, he doesn't hold of shini kona, right? One doesn't hold of the principle, everybody holds of shini kona. So there's an interesting line in Rashi. Rashi here says, on the original Rabbi Ilah, ganav tlev v'nasa ayel, or ego v'nasa shor, what does the Gemara Mishnah say? The Gemara say, nasa shinui biyado v'kna'o. The shini has occurred, Rashi. Nasa shini biyado uknao bishinui laha milsa. And he was konet regarding this halacha. Dim tavach umachar shalohu toveach v'gomer repotim mitlar v'hei. Sounds like from Rashi, this is how the Achronim are medayik and even Rabbeinu Peretz and medayik, sounds like from Rashi that Rabbi Law doesn't really hold that it's a real kinyan. It wasn't really, it's konet legabe this. Legabe dal v'hei your putter, because it's like yours. But it's not a real shinui Kona. That's what Rashi seems to say. He's probably limiting it. For this thing. And Rabbeinu Peretz is bothered by that. Rabbeinu Peretz says, what does Rashi continue saying? It's as if he's part of Amdala Vahey, but he has to pay Karen and Kefel Kihashta. Like now. What do you mean Kihashta? If it's really Kona Bishinu, then he should have to pay Kain Shaganov. He should have to pay what it was worth at the time of the stealing. Not at the time right now. It's already been Nishtana. It's already changed, right? So therefore it says, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, if Rashi wants to be consistent, that it didn't really change. It's for this specific halacha. Then you should, it doesn't work out consistently. If Rabbeinu Peretz on Rashi argues, he says, no, l'chein nira, delo mishlam karen rak kshas hakneva. No, it's shinui. And therefore, right, Peretz Rabbi Yedidya, shinikona. What's Rashi talking about? Limiting it. Is it a shinui? Is it not a shinui? So the way that Achronim seem to say is that it must be for Rashi, this is not a real shinui. What do you mean? Why is it not a real shinui? He doesn't hold of shinui? The answer is, it's a shinui de memela. What's shinui? When I said before, I take the wood and I make it into a chair. That's shinui maisa. But here, this calf became a cow. That's a shinui. It's a shinui de memela. So it's enough to say I'm not chayav dal vehei, but it's not really mine for other purposes. The way Reb Chaim says this is a beautiful Reb Chaim in Uchaz Gezeilah. Reb Chaim says there are two reasons why a person, a ganav, would not be able to say Harei Shel Chalfanecha. Meaning, here's your thing back. There are two reasons why. Either because I'm konit, right? If I'm konit, I can't just say, here it is. I'm konit. So I have to be maknit. I can't just say, take your thing. Harei Shel Chalfanecha means here, take your thing. Either because I was konit or because it's not the same item as it was. Even if I wasn't konit. But it's still not the same item as it was. So some suggest that that's what's going on here in this Rashi, right? That the Rashi is saying that he wasn't kone. A shinui de memela is not strong enough for Rashi to be kone. But it is strong enough to say it's a different item and you don't have to return it. You don't again say, Harei Shalcha lefanecha. Okay, that's an important discussion in Baba Kama, but it relates to our sugya here, where the Gemara says that maybe you might have thought that the Egel and Shor have different amounts of nesachim. That's the extra pasuk of the Ola Shor to teach me it's the same Nesachim. Okay, we continue now by the seventh line. Ola Ayel. Ola Ayel. So that's the next phrase in the Pasuk that's totally extra. Lama Nemar. What does that teach me about Nesachim? Shahayabadin. Well, I might have said as follows. If we find that there's a difference between a one-year-old and a two-year-old in terms of ayil, you might think there's a difference between an animal in its first year and its second year, so maybe there's a difference between the second year and the third year. Maybe it keeps going up in the sachim. No, this one ayil, now once you get to more than a year, it's all the same nesachim. It doesn't go by more by another year. Good. Next phrase. Olase bakvasim. And we change that girsa, the pasuk. Olase bakvasim. Salam anemar. Why is that phrase there? Again, the whole pasuk is extra. Because we already know from earlier in this section what the nesachim are for each animal. So what's olase bakvasim? Shai bedin. Im matzano shachalak ben nischei keves la nischei ayil. There's a difference between the nesachim of a keves and an ayil. So a keves is within the first year and the ayil is older. So maybe on the female side too. Just like you're machalik between the male keves and ayil. So maybe between the female kisva and rachel. Tamalomar olase bakvasim. No, it says olase bakvasim teaches me all females are the same nesachim, regardless of age, unlike the males. Fine. Oba izim, last phrase. Oba izim, lama namar, what does that teach me? Shahi bedin. I would have said as follows. Im matzano shachalak bein nischei keves le nischei ayo. If I know there's a difference between, again, the young male rams and the older keves le nischei ayo, l'kach na'achlov bein nischei gedi le nischei tayish, I might think that by goats also, a gedi is the first year old, within the first year goat, and the tayish is older. Tamalomar oba izim. Hikish katan shebe izim legadol shepatayashem. No, they're all comparable. They're all the same. Azeb shloshes lugin, af zeb shloshes lugin. So we went through the entire pasuk of Bamidbar, Perek Tezvav, pasuk Yud Aleph. It's all extra. So every phrase teaches me a detail about nesachim to go against what I might have said, and it's to reject it. Good. The end of the Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said on yesterday's daf that. Remember, they went to get their tokens. They went to pay. He went to pay Yochanan. And after he paid Yochanan, he went to the other representative, the Achiah, the Yochanan and the Achiah worked together, right? Yochanan was Mu'ach HaSamos, and then they went to Achiah for the Nesachim. But on the, what happens if you lose them? What happens if you, so you wrote the day of the week, so people couldn't trick. As the Mishnah said, Bevei Ramon, you wrote the day of the week on the klafim, so people couldn't like save it for 2 days, and like if the price would go up and they would get more. So the Gemara says, Hagatzbacha, Shazivig Oso Ayom. Well, why would it help? But that, it says the day of the week. They'll wait till next week, right? They'll wait till next Wednesday and use it then. No, Shame Mishmar HaYikasavalov. The name of the Mishmar of the Kohanim that worked that week was also written on it. Wednesday of Yehoyariv, whatever it is, the name of the Mishmar. Where it says, mishmar. Okay, but maybe even though it's a mishmar, right? They'll wait for the next time this mishmar works, right? Not so long. Shem hayom, shem Shabbos, shem chodesh, hayikas v'alei. No, it was written on it. The name of the week, the day of the week, the day of the month, the day of the mishmar. So to find this happening all together again, they'd have to wait a very long time. Afilo zaveg. In a matzvah lozavik. People are going to wait that long for the next cycle, and how many years is that going to be? So we don't assume people are going to hold it that long. The Mishmaros, as are mentioned here, we know, Maseches Tainus discusses the reality of Mishmaros. There were Mishmaros. The Kohanim was split up into 24 Mishmaros, and the Levium, the Gemara tells us that there was a process of how they were set up. The Gemara in the Bavli, in Tainus Daf Chav Zayin. Amar Rav Chama Bar Gur Yamar Rav Moshe Tikin Len Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu started the idea. Shmona Mishmaros. Arba Me'elazar Va'arba Me'isamar. Moshe Rabbeinu started. He appointed 8 Mishmaros. He split up the Kohanim into 8 Mishmaros. 4 from each son, Elazar and Isamar. But Shmuel Ve'amidah Malshesh Esrei. Shmuel realized they need more, so Shmuel made them into 16. But David Ve'amidah Nalasar Va'arba. And then David HaMelech, he made them into 24. Getting ready for the Beis HaMikdash. He made them into 24 groups. Shnei Amar, and he quotes the pasuk in Divrei Hayam. Then he has a stira that maybe some other people were involved. It started with David and Shlomo. Okay, but that's the Mishmaros. The Rambam paskins that it is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to have the Mishmaros. Right there. The Rambam paskins sometimes that there are inyanim that are counted as mitzvahs. Remember, the Rambam says shor is a mitzvah. It's one of the 613. Bor is a mitzvah. Toin v'nitan is a mitzvah. Tumah is a mitzvah. The Rambam counts areas of halacha as mitzvahs. It doesn't mean that every mitzvah is a chovas gabra to do. Right? Toin v'nitan. Bezdin, maybe chovas gabra to keep the peace and deal with arguments. But so sometimes it's not always clear when the Rambam quotes a mitzvah. Is he saying it's a chiyuv or he's just quoting an inyan? But here, the Rambam says, Shetzivanu, mitzvah lamed vav, 36. Shetzivanu shiyukonim ovdim lemishmaros. We are commanded that the Kohanim, interesting, it doesn't say that the Kohanim are commanded. We are commanded, as if Bnei Yisrael are commanded to make sure that there are these groups of Kohanim that work in an orderly fashion. Shetzivanu shiyukonim ovdim lemishmaros. Ta'avod kol mishmaros shavua echad, velo yad hakol mureves yachad. All the Kohanim shouldn't just go up haphazardly in a group, in Mu'urav. No. Zulasi Buragalim Sheyavdu Kol Mishmaros Kulam Mishav, except on the Yamtif. On Yamtif, all the Mishmaros work together. V'komi Shebamehem Makrif. That's different. The Rav Sadia Gon, Rav Yochanan Ben Zipporah, thinks that he counts two separate mitzvahs of Mishmaros. The Mishmaros of the 24 every week, whoever works, and Regalim, that everybody works. Two different mitzvahs. But this is, the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. The Mishmaros. The Ramban does not think it's a mitzvah at all. He just thinks this is part of setting up the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a separate mitzvah. The Ramban thinks that there's no tzivui to make a mishmar. It says it's based on a pasuk in Shoftim, Levad mim karav ela avos. That reference, and Rashi quotes it there, but what the avos have already set up. But that's the, that's the din. That's the halacha that it should be. But there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. If they have some other way of doing things, the Ramban might say that's okay. If you look in the Mitzvahs HaMelech, Rabbi Cement is safer on Mitzvahs. So he discusses that based on two different dinim and two different psukim. The Shnei dinim mishmaris ika chada meha de mechro haavos zenoi bo bein b'shari mos hashana bein beregel inyan karbanos habam shlo machbas beregel achem b'shari mos hashana yish od din mishmaris v'hu shalo yavod bi'erbuvia. There's a special din of doing it in your mishmar. There's a special din of not doing it bi'erbuvia. And the Kohanim have to work in an orderly fashion. And then he even says, maybe there's two different dinim, the splitting up, number one, and the avoda in the groups. Two different elements. There might be already a mitzvah after Moshe Rabbeinu and Shmuel and David. They set up the groups. Were they making the mitzvah already before they even started to work? So he suggests maybe. Right, maybe the etzem hachaluka. Right, what's the Rambam's lashon? Sheyu akonim, but the Rambam's lashon is sheyu akonim ovdim l'mishmaros. Tavo kol mishmaros shavu. It sounds like it's the avoda itself, but he suggests that maybe it's the splitting up. Right, that's the language of the Gemara in Tainus that we read. Va'oda din shebina lavod avoda b'mikdash shedei chiluk mishmaros lo berbuvia. Vanafkamina bazer who the dinah chaluka gufa kfar asa Moshe v'shar neviim. Ve'eno noeg od ledoros. Right, the mitzvahs chalukas hamishmaros, that's not incumbent upon anybody after it was already split up. Aval hadin sheyavdu dafka yedei hamishmaros noi gam ledaros. That's also ledaros. V'darvaze lamati midivrei chasam sofer b'chidush shaval hamitzvahs. He quotes this from the chasam sofer. Okay, let's continue. That's a little bit about the mishmaros. Let's continue now with the next mishnah. Shtei l'shachos hayu b'mikdash. There were two rooms in the Beis HaMikdash. Achaz lishkas chasham, one was the secret room. V'yachad lishkas hakelim, one was the kelim room. Lishkas chasham, what's the lishkas chasham? Or the room of the hidden room. Not that the room was hidden, but lirei chait, nostin l'tocha b'chashayi. So lirei chait wanted to give tzedakah, but they didn't want the ani to be embarrassed to know who's giving them the tzedakah. So they used to just throw the money in there. And then the ani would go get it, and then they wouldn't see. They wouldn't see who the ani is, the ani wouldn't see who they are. Right, the ani used to go in there and get it secretly. Right, this is one of the sources of the Rambam. The Rambam came up with the eight levels of tzedakah in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. We discussed this back in Maseches Peah. The Rambam says in Perek Yud of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Chayav Anan Elizar b'mitzvah tzedakah yoser mikol mitzvah zaseh. We have to be careful about tzedakah. Very careful. Shat staka simin l'tzadike zera Avram Avinu. Because staka is a simin for the righteous of Avram Avinu's family. Shenemar ki yedativ l'mana sheitzaves b'rava beso. Ve'kisei Yisrael miskonin v'das ha'emes omedes elabit staka. Ve'ein Yisrael nigalin elabit chuschat staka. Shenemar tziyam v'mishat tipadeh v'shaveha bit staka. and he says, he goes through all the Ma'amar Chazal Batztaka. But then the Rambam comes up with his eight levels. Shmona Milas. There are eight Milas to Tztaka. The Rambam has Yish Batztaka Zula Malamizu. Mala Gadola Shein Lamala Mimena. Zamachzik Bidei Yisrael Shemach. Right? If somebody gives somebody a job and doesn't let them become an ani to need Tztaka. V'nosein lo matana o alva o osein mo shutfes. You give him a gift or a halva before they fall. O mamsi lo malacha kdei lachazik es yado. You give him a job kdei shalei tzarech lebrios. V'al zeh nemar v'achzakta boger v'tosha v'chayimach. Lomar hachzik bo shalo yipol v'yitztarech. That's the highest level. Pachos mizeh hanosin staka la'aniyim v'lo yada l'minasan v'lo yada ani mimilakach. Next level is anonymous in both directions. That's probably this lishkas hachashoyim. But that's a kiyim of this level. Because they threw it in, they don't know who's taking. And the ani goes in, the ani doesn't know who put it in there. So that's the next level. Sharizu mitzvah lishma. Whoa. We'll get to this b'shem soon. This is a mitzvah lishma. Lishma, kagon lishkas chashoyim. Oh, he quotes it. I forgot. Kagon lishkas chashoyim shayizu b'migdash. Shayu atzadikim nosnim bo b'chashoyim v'aniyim b'nei tovim mitzvarasim b'nei b'chashoyim. So he quotes our Mishnah. Quotes our Mishnah in level number two. The car of, which is the highest level of being stuck up. The top level that I'm quoted wasn't really tztaka, it was preventative tztaka. Once somebody's already in the world of tztaka, then this is the highest level, anonymous in both sides. V'karov lazeh hanosin l'tokuba shel tztaka. This is like somebody puts in a tztaka box. V'lo yitin adam l'tokuba shel tztaka elam kin yodeya shamamune ne'eman v'chacham v'yodeya linog ba kishura kechananya ben tradyon. Right, you should only use a tztaka box if you know the person is honest. Pachos bizeh she yadanos in the miyitim lo yadani milokeach. Next level down is it's the anonymous. The giver knows who the recipient is, but not the opposite. We go doli achachamim shayeholchin beseisur mashlichan amos bepischei aniyim. Like the great rabbis used to throw their money at the doorway. Ukazera uilasos umala tovehi imena munim betzakan onkig shura. You do it, so you give it to the ani, and he doesn't know who is that marukva. That's the marukva story in Ksubis. We don't want the ani to know who it was. So after he put it on the door, the doorknob, he started running away. Then he was running after him, and he and his wife ran into the oven, the bakery, and his wife's feet were not burning, and his feet were burning, and he stood on his wife's feet. Right, that's Marukva. He didn't want the ani to know who it was. So pachas vizeh she yada hanosim yitim lo yada ani milaka. The other direction. Kugon gedol chacham she holchem beseiser mashlichan amos. Oh, we did that already. Pachas vizeh she yada ani minata v'lo yada hanosim. The opposite. If the ani knows and the nosin doesn't know. The Gedolei Chacham used to put the money in their knapsacks behind their back, and the ani used to come and take it. All the different levels that the Rambam has, but this Chashoin is one of the highest levels. We continue. Lishkas HaKelim. The other office discussed here is the Lishka of the Kelim. If I ever give a kli to the Beis HaMikdash, I throw it into that room. If I donate a chair, a spoon, a bowl, anything. Once a month, ha-gizbarin post-chinosa. Once a month, the gizbarin, the gabayim of the Beis HaMikdash would go in. Klishe, matzu, botzorach, lebed, the gabayim, but nichinosa. Anything that they could use, they left there or they started using it. Vashar, and the kelim, the things that were not usable, nimkar, they used to sell, v'demand noflam, lushkas, by the gabayim. So they used to use the value, the money, to buy things that the Beis HaMikdash does need. Good. So now we have stories about the tztaka. Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Idi, Rabbi Yisrael, Bar Nachman, the past couple of days, the week in Shkalim has been semi-agadata, and some real agadata after a week or so of kudshim. So Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Idi, Rabbi Yisrael, Bar Nachman, Avi Parnasin, they were leaders. They were mefarnasin, and they were gabayim of tzedakah. They were gabayim of tzedakah. V'havi yavin, Rabbi Chama, Avui, Rabbi Oshia Dinar, they used to give to a middle person. They used to give a coin to Rabbi Chama, the father of Oshia, the Huayav Leilacharnin, and he gave it to other people. I mean, he gave it to make sure that they fulfilled the mitzvah of doing it anonymously. You know, Rambam Mada. Reb Zacharia, Chastej Rebbe Levi, Haviyakom Alizan Alav, right? The Reb Zacharia, the son-in-law of Rebbe Levi, people used to spread rumors about him. Amrin, Delotzarech, they said, oh, he doesn't need staka, who knows, but he takes staka. What's the kid taking staka? Min de damech. Right, when he died, badkun vashkechun davi maflug leilacharanin. They realized that he took it, but he gave it to other people. They realized the rumors were untrue. He took, but it wasn't for himself. Rav Chinan bar Papa havi mafali mitzvah balalia. Rav Chinan bar Papa, he was a gabbai tzedakah, used to go out at night to distribute so people couldn't see. People couldn't see. Chazman pagabe rapon deruchaya. One time, the head of the demons, the head of the demons, saw the, Rabbi Yechiel Bar Papa, and he said, what are you doing here? Amarle, lo kein afan Rabbi, this head of the demons, that's Rabbi Yechiel Bar Papa. Didn't you learn? Lo tasek gvul reacha. This hasakas gvul. Nighttime is my gvul. So what are you doing here? Right? Nighttime is my gvul. It's the time for the demons. It's unbelievable. He says, what are you doing on the street? It's my time. Says the, Amarle, he answers him, v'lo king siv, mata maseser yich pa'af. No, no, no. It says if you give tzedakah in private, that overcomes any type of anger. Or some say af is the head of one of the demons. Favi mistafi minei, the demon got all scared from him, but arkwin kome and ran away. And flew away. Whatever it is, because if you chinyachin papa, the mitzvah was going to save him. It says that nighttime is the time for demons. Maybe that's only outside. Chazal say nighttime is time for Torah. Maybe not doing mitzvahs outside, but nighttime is definitely time for Torah. The Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Ava bisha mitzvah lo mabayim yom avalayla, even though the mitzvah to learn day and night, in adam lamad rov chachmaso ela balayla. A person learns rov of his chachma at night. Lefichach, misha is a magical, is because you have to work harder. That's the less distractions. Lefichach, misha ratu lozakos bekeser at Torah, therefore one who wants to merit in the crown of Torah, yizar b'chol leilosav. He should be careful in every one of his nights, and not to lose one of them. B'sheina v'achila v'shtia, and eating, drinking, sleeping. V'sicha v'chayotze v'ena b'tama Torah v'divrei chachma. Every one of his nights, he should be filled with chachma and Torah. There is a shach in Yoredeya, I think he quotes the Prisha, where the shach says, especially winter months. Where winter months, you have a longer night, so that's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to recognize. In the summer months, the nights are shorter, but if nighttime is a special school for learning, so then we have to realize that, you know, take advantage of the time when there's a very longer nights during the winter. We had a few days ago, we had the oil had to be equal, and therefore used thicker wicks, right? The one who was in charge of the wicks, he made the thicker wicks in the summer so that it would burn quicker, and the thinner wicks in the winter because that had to burn longer. Okay, Rabbi Yonah, Ashrei nosein ladal engsiv kan. Praised is the one who gives to the dal, doesn't say, Ela Ashrei maskil al dal. Maskil means you got to use your seichel when you give tzedakah. Zoshu mistakel b'mitzvah heich lasosa. You have to think about it properly. You have to think about it properly how to give tzedakah. It's not just about giving the tzedakah, as we just said. Anonymous, give it properly. Give it properly. The Beis Halevi, in its first drasha, Beis Halevi has drashas. Sometimes they're printed with the tshuvas. Mine, I have it printed with the Beis Halevi ala Torah. In the first drasha, it's called drasha l'tzedakah. So there he talks about the idea, is there a lishma element by tzedakah? Because after all, we know, the Gemara talks about shichacha, and it gives the Medrash says, let's say you have money in your pocket, it falls out of your pocket without knowing, and an ani gets it, picks it up. So did you get the mitzvah? Did you get the mitzvah of tzedakah if it falls out? So he says, well, you're not chayiv in the mitzvah anymore, but I'm not sure if you get the mitzvah. I'm not sure. Says the Beis Halevi, Hareim ain't ani lefaneinu ain't alav chiyuv shel tzedakah. Rak machba sheish ani mevakish parnasa. Vimkein hare gamim nosin lo shalol lishma. If you give an ani shalol lishma, or I'm adding even without knowing, hare yesh lo ani ksus lo maisa, the ani's taken care of. So even if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, you're not doing anything wrong. If you did tzedakah lishma, then you're fulfilling the mitzvah, not just preventing it. But and he says, and this is what it means. He quotes the Medrash. We have it here. He quotes our Gemara. He doesn't quote it as Yerushalmi and Shkalim. He quotes it as a Vayikra Rabba. He quotes Ashrei Maskil Al Dal B'Yomrei Matei Hashem. And the Medrash says it doesn't say no sin but Maskil. The Yesh Lafari says the Beis Halevi La Pasik De Maskil Hainush No Sin Al Dal Kit Beheskel with the intellect Umitzarif Lazeh Hanesina Machshava Tova Shehel Shma Vaz Gam B'Yomra Ah Gam B'Idan Rischa Yematei Hashem Yishmreyu B'Schus Hatzdaka. So you got to use your seichel when you give tzedakah. Okay, back to the Gemara. Okay, so Rabbi Yonah Osas. Rabbi Yonah said you got to use your seichel. So what did he do? Shaya roa ben tovim shir minachasa. When he saw somebody poor that went down in his property, haya omer lo bini b'shrosh shamati shenaf lo chayirusha melkam acher tovat poreya. He'll go over to somebody who just became poor and said, you know what? I heard that you won the lottery. I heard that you're getting a big inheritance. You know what? Take this money meanwhile and you'll pay me back, in the future. Mindavi nasiv, and once the person took it, without being embarrassed, because he thought it was a loan, havi amar le matan, he used to say, you know what, just keep it. You don't have to pay me back. So he didn't want them to be embarrassed and not to take it, so he used to get it to them, and then eventually say, just keep it. There's a beautiful medrash that the Tiklan Chatan here quotes, that Hashem, like the Gemara in Shabbos says, that money is a galgal, galgal achozer bo'olam. that goes up and down in families, rich and poor, the generations. So the Medrash embraces Rabbah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spends his time making ladders. Morish lazeh, ma'ashir lazeh. Hashem is making, makes ladders, people going up and down the ladder in finances. But you also might say, I would say that's not just in money, but Hashem is morish u'ma'ashir. Hashem makes ladders for all of us. All of our life is going up and down and up and down in all areas. So Hashem spends time making ladders for us, and it's we go up and we go down. Period. A little bit more. Amar Chiya Bar Ada is have savin biyominon. There are some older people in our day. Mandavi yavi loan mi bein reishasa l'tzoma rabba. If you ever gave them staka between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, aseres yimei tshuva, havinasan they used to take it. Min baster kein lo havinasan, but it was after Yom Kippur they wouldn't take it anymore because they said amrin deshasa gabon. The year's done. The year's done. Meaning. During between Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's when there was a gzeira about how much money we're supposed to get. So, and therefore, after Yom Kippur, we're going to get it in other ways. We don't want to take a handout, right? Maybe some of Matanos Yichya, but we don't want a handout. And therefore, they would take the tzedakah only during that time. But after that time, they wouldn't take the tzedakah. Period. We're up to Nechemya Ishichin. I guess we'll have to wait for that for next time. We'll stop here.